Inouye's response to SANRAL's media conference, where they have questioned our position paper on the road construction costs of the Gauteng Freeway project, Inouye responds by saying, "We stand by our report. We stand by it because SANRAL is incorrect when they try to vilify and discredit our report by questioning a number of the numbers which they themselves have got incorrect. They have claimed that we have overstated a number by 100,000%. Now, quite frankly, we find that statement by SANRAL absurd. Absurd for the following reasons. Had they applied their minds, they would have seen that we were actually correct to reference millions of euros in the Delft report and not billions. In fact, the Delft report does reference billions of euros, but they got that wrong. It's an error. It's a typo in their report, which we corrected, and we verified this further on in that same report. If SANRAL had have applied their minds again on this matter, they would have seen that it's quite absurd to think that a road should have cost over 4.5 billion rand per kilometer. That's not so, SANRAL. So please, what we ask you to do is to apply your mind before you throw stones at our report. The second fact that they're trying to do is discredit the whole report on the fact that we've referenced 185 kilometers. Quite frankly, if SANRAL goes and has a look at their own website, their presentations at various parts throughout the project, towards the end of the project, and in fact in their 2011 financial statements, they have referenced 185 kilometres. It is their number, not ours, and we stand by that number as far as those costs go and this report goes. We also find it quite disconcerting, in fact quite worrying, when the state-owned entity CEO, Mr. Ali, makes a statement along the lines of, "We went to the tender process, and those were the prices we got, and that's the prices we applied." The problem with a statement like this is that it infers that they don't need to verify, they don't need to check, they don't need to challenge, they don't need to question their suppliers. And they've even questioned us on the basis of why we ask them international benchmarking is necessary. Well, our response to Mr. Ali and to SANRAL on that question is, your own act, the SANRAL Act, mandates you to conduct international benchmarking exercises. It is important to do so to prevent the hoodwinking and the collusive construction companies' behavior from pushing up the cost of road construction. That's the reason why you do it. To imply now that you don't need to do that or that it's unnecessary is really a serious concern for us as the public. We are here to defend the public's rights. We are not an organization that is telling society to run roughshod over the law. What we want is SANRAL to abide by the law, to make sure that they introduce these projects properly, that the society is not encumbered with unnecessary high costs. We will stand by our report. We will update our report with further verification and further substantiation that this road construction project has been overpriced, and we will be releasing that report in the next few weeks.